United Nations is calling for urgent action to avoid a major humanitarian crisis as billions of locusts swarm across East Africa. The infestation has already destroyed crops in Kenya, Somalia, Ethiopia and Yemen, and it's now crossed into Uganda and Tanzania.
The invasion of desert locust.
I think we had a problem there. That's Dominic. We were trying to hear a grab about the locusts. Can I try again?
We have about 12 million people who are already in need of humanitarian assistance in terms of food security. So it means what we are afraid is that with the invasion of desert locust that is really in huge numbers and the quantity of food that these locusts are eating, we think that it will create further deterioration of the food security situation.
That's Dominic Bergen from the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization. Stephen Jocker is the director of the Desert Locust Control Organization for Eastern Africa. He joins us from the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa on what might be a bit of a tricky line. Stephen Jocker, thank you very much for joining us.
Welcome, thank you.
Stephen, this is the biggest outbreak of locusts East Africa has seen for a long while, a quarter of a century, I think. What's going on? Why are the locusts swarming in such numbers now?
Thank you. As you say, this is a most devastating invasion we have had in over 25 years in Ethiopia, and in Kenya for over 70 years we have not seen locusts. The swarm have come because of the perfect weather conditions which have prevailed on the Red Sea coast, and also the insects are moving in search of food and also following the wind direction.
Okay, before we go more into what are the perfect weather conditions for a locust swarm, can you give everyone listening a sense of the dimension of this locust plague we're talking about?
We're talking of large swarms. Swarms of locusts can contain up to 50 million insects, and there are many swarms. So in terms of numbers, we are talking of billions of insects which have invaded the region.
I read one description of one swarm, and it was said to measure 60 kilometres long and 40 kilometres wide. What does that look like? What do people experience on the ground when a swarm of locusts that large heads their way?
When a swarm is that large, it means it can cover the sky and people are not able to see the sun. And also the impact it has on the ground is immense, because when those swarms land on some vegetation, these insects eating 2 grams, which is the weight of one insect can eat its own weight. That's a lot of loss.
And can you quantify that in terms of volumes of food? Like a swarm of locusts, one swarm, how much food, what do? Do they destroy the crops as they go through?
They destroy the crops, they eat the leaves, they eat the seeds, they eat anything green on their way, particularly if they are the swarming locusts. You know, there are many stages of locusts, but when they are swarming, they go or long distances, and anything on their way, they keep eating.
And they go very long distances, don't they? One single locust can travel 150 k's. Is that what happens? These swarms that started in the Red Sea region, whereabouts precisely did they start?
They started on the Red Sea coast, some from Yemen, some are coming from Eritrea, Somalia, and now they are here. And in a day, a swarm can cover like 150 up to 200 kilometres in a day. So they can go for a very long distance.
Those countries you mentioned there, Stephen, Yemen, Eritrea, Somalia, these are some of the poorest countries in the world with already major famine problems. What's been the impact of the locust plague on the food supplies, diminished food supplies already there?
The impact is terrible, because once these locusts eat their whatever is available, then the common man has nothing to look up to. The pastures are eaten. A locust invasion is a very devastating thing. We have a country like Somalia where the security is also not good, and my organization has not been able to reach out there, and that complicates the problem of breeding for the locusts.
And the locusts are now heading for Uganda and Tanzania. What preparations are being made? What can be done to try and stop these? I mean, I presume there's been a spraying program anyway that's having limited success by the sounds of it.
Yeah, we've had the insects being sprayed in Ethiopia and in Kenya. In Ethiopia, my organization has deployed 2 aircrafts, and in Kenya, another 2 aircrafts, and the respective governments have also hired private aircrafts. In Kenya, I know the government has deployed military aircrafts and another 2 aircrafts from the private sector. In Ethiopia, similarly, the government of Ethiopia has also hired extra aircrafts. And we are using this aircraft to spray the swarms, and that has significantly reduced their speed.
So
one challenge we had was
the supply
of pesticides was in short supply. So sometimes we've had to go for a week as we await more supplies.
Right, and is the lack of supplies and the number of planes, is that because of resources? I mean, would more money have fixed that?
Yes, because if we had more money, which we would use to hire more aircrafts and be able to airlift supplies of pesticides from the manufacturers, that would hasten the process. Controlling the locusts.
Stephen, I understand that the UN is going to test drones equipped with sensors, mapping sensors, and atomizers to spray pesticides. Has that happened already? How effective can drones be, do you think?
That has not happened, and I can tell you, friend, drones are fairly theoretical in terms of an emergency control like this one. This is a situation where we need fixed air-wing aircraft or helicopters, but drones may be useful maybe for surveys, but when it comes to spraying, they have very limited capacity in terms of wing length and also the load capacity for pesticide.
Stephen,
so I would insist on anybody wanting to help the situation is to supply us with more pesticides and more fixed-wing aircrafts.
Okay, more planes and more pesticides. Just finally, this began with cyclones, heavy rains in the Red Sea region, as you said. There's been an increase in cyclones over the Indian Ocean in the last 10 years. Do you see, and is it your belief on the ground there, that there's going to be more locust plagues as the climate warms, as climate change has an impact?
Yes, it has a big impact. It, you know, that changes the way the insects behave, the way they go looking for food, and changes in temperature that will influence the biology of the insects.
Stephen, can I just ask you, I'm not sure if you've experienced, but what does it look like? How does it feel when a plague of locusts is coming? How does it look like? How does it feel?
Well, when the locusts are coming... Well, I didn't get that question.
Well, how does it feel if you're on the ground? Have you experienced that?
Oh, okay. When we are on the ground, when we look at the sky and see them, it's quite a scaring sight. And it is even worse when it settles on our vegetation.
Yeah, I bet it is scary. Stephen, look, thank you very much for joining us and good luck to all.
Thank you.
Stephen Jocker, the director of the Desert Locust Control Organization for Eastern Africa. Massive swarms of locusts over the region.